I'm Tom Segura.
I'm Christina P.
I'm Rob Eiler.
I'm Jamie Lynn Sigler.
I'm Dr. Drew.
I'm Lauren Compton.
I'm not in the show? For real?
69 minutes. If you give us an hour, you'll miss 9 minutes of our program.
I feel like the shit has to get all my attention.
Yes.
Like taking a shit.
Yes, I like to be very present with my body. Not today.
Jared?
Yo, is this Rob?
I wish everyone was this excited when I called. That would be nice.
Oh, dude, my heart just stopped. What's up, man?
What's going on, bro? How are you?
Dude, I'm fucking amazing. I'm at work right now, just hanging out. How are you?
Hi, Jared. It's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Oh, my God, guys. I'm about to cry at work right now.
What's up? Yeah, well, we felt bad that someone stole your shit.
We want to help you.
Yeah, we want to help you out.
Dude, I needed it. I needed the sweet and sour. Yeah, I lived with my roommate for so long, and then he met a girl on Tinder, and within 2 weeks, just moved out with her and stole all my pots and pans, and a bunch of shit from the house.
Your pots and pans?
Yeah, I don't have anything to cook in right now. Like, I have one thing to cook in that he left, and that's it.
Now I'm more mad.
And you sound like a good guy, too. You're not upset that he left you with the bills?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like, what can you do? I couldn't argue with him. I mean, I tried for a little bit, but it didn't really, change or help. So
is this his?
I just paid his part of the bills and just, move on, I guess.
You're a good man, Jared. Let me ask you a question. Was this his first relationship?
No. So he actually had a relationship probably like 2 years ago, and he did kind of the same thing. Like, he met this girl and then just immediately moved in with her. And then when they broke up, he kind of did the same thing. He just, like, took everything out of the house and left her with the rent and just moved in with me after that.
Oh, so he's a repeat offender. This is his thing that he does.
He's a habitual user, I feel like.
Wow.
I don't like this friend for you, Jared.
We're not friends anymore, though.
Oh, you cut him off. Great.
He hasn't called me since he moved out probably 4 weeks ago, maybe.
Holy shit, because what we were going to say is, I know you were saying in your letter, like, you want to confront him about it, but you don't want to say it. I was like, if you wanted...
We'll do it.
We'll do it. We'll call him on the phone with you, and we'll be like, yo, why are you fucking with Jared?
Yep.
Oh, man. See, that would be amazing, but the problem with that is he's a lot bigger than I am. And I really, I don't feel like getting my ass whooped.
How long did you live with this guy?
I lived with him for a little over a year, and I've known him since I was in sixth grade.
And you think he might beat you up?
Yeah, beat me up. I've known him all my life, man. I'm 26 now. I know he'll beat me up if he really wanted to.
He's unstable.
Damn, bro. I feel bad that you were living with somebody for a year that you think they might kick your ass if they. Oh, that sucks.
Well, listen, I'm all about solutions here. So you're going to send us your address in the email, and I'm going to send you some of my favorite pots and pans, because that's not okay. This guy's got some bad karma following his ass. No, I want to, because that's important and that's not okay. But this guy, don't you worry. The universe will take care of him.
100%. I appreciate you guys. When I wrote in, I was like, there's no way I'll even hear from him. And right when you guys called, like, I'm not kidding, my heart dropped.
You knew.
Oh, he knew. The Texas phone call that I've been waiting on.
Oh, hell yeah, man. And you're the first person we've ever called on the show from the Sweet and Sours.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope I'm doing okay.
Oh, yeah, you're doing great. I wish Annie would do his job and we weren't stuck with it. I hear static and this thing just fucking sucks and, but Annie's throwing me under the bus today,
Rob.
So.
Nothing's ever your fault, don't worry.
Thank you, bro. Only if he was a good worker,
Look, I've done some podcast stuff in my life. You need another guy, just let me know.
Oh,
great to know, Jared.
Thank you. I'll let you know next time he flies. we might need you.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, man, thank you so much. We'll reach out to you soon.
Don't forget
we'll make
to
sure
send
you're
us
all right.
Your address.
All right, thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
Okay, and then in the title, put address for Jamie so we know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, later.
Seriously.
Poor guy.
I feel bad, but...
That sucks.
I was really hoping that we could...
Yeah. Well, listen, we've opened a door to something new. So for now, when people are writing in for our sweet and sour, if you've got some beef and are willing to, connect us to the defendant and the plaintiff, we'd like to take part in this argument with you.
Yeah, and instead of us reading his thing over, we could just, if you want to go and learn what it was about, just go
episode.
Check out last week and see what happened. Something, so I was laying in my bed the other day, and it was like, trying not to laugh at this. Like right before I went to bed, one of those things popped up, and I was like, oh, I could use a laugh. Like, let's see. I watched it, and I laughed harder than I've laughed in a while. Did you see the Britney Spears knife?
I mean, I saw the original video of her dancing with the knife.
Yeah. And then people
when they put her in front of hibachi. Is that the one?
Oh my God. So there were a few. Wait,
you have it?
I got two of them here. Yeah, but. And then, can you play the second one? She tried. Look. So he's like robbing Britney Spears' house, I think is the caption. She tried to say that these knives were fake.
But I just
those
heard
are not
that.
Fake.
No.
Yeah, and then she smacks her ass with them too.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah. So she tried to say, like, she put out a video after, and we're saying. Because, of course, after I saw this, I'm like, what the fuck is going on out there? Like, I got to investigate.
What?
It's hilarious, first of all. But then she put out a video being like, no, those are fake knives. They aren't real. But clearly you hear that shit clanging.
I can't.
That's an all-time. Like, she's dancing around with knives. Especially because, like, you know, I've probably seen 2 Britney Spears videos in the last 10 years. And to know, like, that's what's going on.
Yeah,
she's
I
like,
know.
Dude, the hibachi shit.
The hibachi
had
is
me
funny. I didn't see that one with the two guys
rolling.
There. People are very creative.
We forgot to do a memory lane
last
week. We should get to it. Maybe we'll do 2 this week
of
the first one.
We should have one. I can't believe you caught that.
What is that smile,
look
bro?
Look at you, Rob.
What is that smile? I look like I'm trying to sell fucking. Tom when he's selling
you
the...
You got a car to sell me or something.
Yeah, holy shit. Wow, okay. I mean, if we're looking...
That is a party.
Oh, my God. You know what?
That's butter.
That's what I was going to say.
My birthday?
Was it your birthday
at
butter? Yeah. Okay.
I would never get that dressed up for somebody else.
Right.
That is my birthday.
Yeah, that's probably the last time I wore a collared shirt.
You nailed it. Do you know what year or what birthday?
You can figure it out.
26?
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I know that was the last year I was with that boyfriend that owned that restaurant, so I think that's why I knew.
Which now anyone can figure out by Googling.
Well, yeah, I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing to hide.
Can I tell you something? I've seen hundreds of pictures of me. I've never seen that smile.
I've never seen that smile either. Wow.
I don't know what that is. That might be like edited because my teeth have never been that white in my life.
This was pre-filters.
There might be something's going on there. Where
do
did
you have
guys,
a crown on your shirt?
Where did you guys find this picture?
Just on Google.
The World Wide Web.
You just Googled Robert Adler, Jamie Lynn?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so weird. Rob. I feel like something's going on in that picture.
Do you have drugs in your cheek?
No. I don't think I'm pouching.
What's pouching?
Like a little hamster, you know, you pouch some. That's how you get into jail with some drugs. When they check your butt, you switch it to the mouth and then you put it back in your butt. You know, my friend.
That's the move.
My friend hid weed. I'm telling
you,
something
was done to
this photo.
This
photo.
Is the original from Getty.
Why can you buy it?
I think something was done to that. Because I had asthma growing up and you have the asthma medication that you're always doing, it turns your teeth yellow. So my teeth have never been like white. And those teeth are white.
Wow. I had a nice boyfriend. Look how nice he made that that room for me.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Aw, Cutter does really nice stuff for you, too.
I didn't say he doesn't. Wow. Well, for 500 ham bones, you can own that photo.
Yeah. No one's ever purchased a fucking photo off of like it. So my friend got arrested. I think it was on St. Patrick's Day. He got arrested. I think he might have been driving home from a bar where we were, and like he hit something, not like a person or a thing, he hit something weird. like, I don't know if he was trying to turn and he went up on a curb. Like, he did something, got arrested, and he only had, like, a 20 of, like, weed on him or whatever. And he didn't, just to, like, so they didn't get it or whatever, he put it not up his butt, but, like, in his butt cheeks, you know, like a little bag. And they never checked his butt in New York, got arrested. And then my friend came to, like, get him, whatever it was, 2 days later, got him out. And then when he picked him up, they were like, oh, let's smoke this blunt or whatever. And then he smoked the blunt with him. And then, like, right as the high kicked in, he was like, dude, that was my butt for 2 days.
2 days was in his
butt? Well, he probably took it out eventually. But he was, like, at first, he was definitely, like, freaking out. Like, when he was... Before they processed him, he was definitely, it was in his butt for, you know, whatever those 12 hours, however long. And then when he probably got downtown, he probably, but do you.
That's some serious rectal control. You know
what
I mean?
Well, it wasn't up there. But yeah, I mean, but he was probably scared.
Even more.
He was probably scared the whole time. You know what I mean? It wasn't one of my, like, guys who went to jail all the time.
Right, right,
you know, it was
right,
a friend who,
right.
like, never got arrested before, hasn't been arrested since.
That's right,
you know?
Right. Wow.
Do you think, how upset would you be if somebody, like, if you smoked weed with somebody and they were like, that
was
in my
butt?
It was in a bag. That was in my butt for 2 days. And also, does it matter, like, if it was in his butt for an hour or 2 days, it's kind of, once you smoke it, it's kind of the
same.
It's
up his butt.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be thrilled. True. Wouldn't be thrilled.
Wouldn't be thrilled? But
I'd be high, so I'd be like, yeah.
Right. Boys, how do you feel about that?
No, fuck that.
That's the hands.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's the hands, bro.
Yeah.
That's immediate hands.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But you know, if it's your boy, you're not fighting.
That's hands.
Hands?
Really?
That means you're slapping him?
That means he's getting the hands.
He's getting hands.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-mm. I don't fuck around with that shit. Nah.
That's what? Because up. You think it's gross or because you think it's gay?
It's a little bit of both. No, it's a disrespect, man.
One and the same.
Why is it gay?
Yeah, like, you going to catch me like that, bro? No.
Because it was in a guy's butt? I don't know.
No, not cool.
Why is it gay? The three guys in there understand why it's gay.
I mean, would it matter if it was up my butt?
That'd be less.
Great fucking question. If it was in a chick's butt, are you upset?
Way less disrespect.
Yeah, that I'm actually
really
way less disrespect.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Zola, what'd you say?
Poop, guys.
I said that wouldn't be gay.
I mean, it does depend on the girl, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I'm saying if you're chilling with her, if you're picking her up from jail, she's a hottie.
My butt versus Rob's butt.
Oh, yeah. Rob, you're getting hands.
Oh, of course.
You're getting hands.
Calm down.
What
security.
Am I getting? Rob's getting hands. What am I getting?
Yeah.
You just...
A talking to?
I'd give you a little squint, you know? That's big.
Down and off the list. Flight email.
As much as a germaphobe as I am, if it was a chick, I don't even think I'd give her the squint. I think I'd just be like, oh, okay. Like, I don't even think I'd really, yeah, I don't think it would faze me. Or if it was a bro, I'd be like, oh, like, that would hurt for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I'm not fighting one of my best friends. That's crazy. Because I'm thinking about the kid who this is, and it's like, I would never fight.
It's not going to be like I'm not going to beat your ass, but it's hands. You know, we're going to throw some hands a little bit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's real quick.
Yeah. See, with my friends, there's never a little bit of throwing hands, you know?
You know what's
it's
great?
Either, like, no fighting ever, or it's, like, all out.
I don't foresee me ever being in this situation. I don't see this ever happening to me ever in my life.
Back when you did smoke weed, did you ever smuggle weed to, like, a destination when you were flying somewhere?
No.
Or?
I never really messed around with weed until it was legal. Where I was living. Not because of that. I just, like, was afraid of it.
But I'm saying, like, if you had to fly somewhere and you were smoking weed at the time, did you ever think, like, oh, I'm going to bring a joint in my whatever?
No, I never did.
Really?
Never did.
Should we say what Aida used to do? We could say that, right? She would probably say it.
Yeah. She should come here and say it. She needs to come here. We need to fly
She needs
here.
To come here. We'll get her. So Aida Turturro, who played Janice on Sopranos, can you pull her up?
The living legends currently. Like, she is, there is nobody like her.
She is so incredible. She's so funny. She's so sweet. She's like family to us.
Yes.
Amazing.
Look at her. She's the best.
But when we used to go to the Emmys and stuff like that, and weed was not legal yet, she would roll a bunch of joints and put them in her pussy and fly to LA with them. And by the way, I smoked those, no problem.
She did?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Here, should I call her right now and see what she says?
I think she actually might have gotten me stoned for the first time in my life.
Really?
I think the first time I ever got stoned was with her.
Hey Siri, call Aida and put it on speakerphone.
Your call has been
all right. But yeah, she did that, and I never, like, I remember being like, please, can I get half of a joint? Like, you know, like, that never, it never fades. But yeah, if it was Tony Sirico or Vince Curatola who were like, I stuck this in my butt cheeks to get out here, I'd be like, bro, I'm not smoking that shit.
Yeah.
You know? But then maybe after I had, like, 10 drinks, maybe we'll fucking smoke. let's smoke a little, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Speaking of things in your butt, I was talking to Cutter the other day, and then like I disappeared from our chat for 20 minutes, and he's like, bro, where'd you go? And I was like, oh, I went to take a shit. And he was like, you shit with no phone? And I was like, yeah, of course. He was like, that's a psycho move. He's like, you don't bring your phone to take a shit? I'm like, no. He's like, that's the best part of shitting and whatever. But then he's like, you know what? Jamie does the same thing. Is that true? You're no
I
phone.
I don't poop with my phone.
See, you gotta.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't do it as much as the disgust as I do, like, I feel like the shit has to get all my attention. Like,
yes.
Taking a shit.
Yes, I like to be very present with my body.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yep. I don't want to, like, clamp it off halfway, nope. Like, you know, any sort of, I want to make sure.
Yeah.
And I only poop once a day, so it's like, you deserve this attention.
Yes.
I won't listen to music during it. Listening to a podcast,
what?
Pause. Yeah, I will not.
What's going on?
Well, I think because over 10 years ago or whatever I was doing, I would just keep doing it and poop. You know what I mean?
The worst smell in the entire world to me is a bathroom that has just had a massive poo-poo while the person read a newspaper and then took a shower. There is no worse smell. And that is my dad. I love him, but that was like my childhood. Like if my dad took a shower and shit and read the newspaper, that was the worst moment of my week.
Because then you would have to go in and like get ready and mm-hmm. be in there for like a long time. Mm-hmm. And was there one bathroom in that house?
No, but like I shared a bathroom with my two brothers. So I ended up getting ready like in my parents' bathroom.
Yeah. See, what I thought you were going to say, which is something I fucking hate, is when somebody takes a shit and then they spray something and then you got the shit and the spray.
Oh, like a poo-poo spray?
Like some Lysol or like, yeah, some, not even like a, Lysol. Not even like a, you know, a poopery, but like a, just a like,
air freshener.
And like, especially when it's like a public bathroom, when you walk in there and they have like a can of fucking air fresh or whatever. Mm. And somebody spray, I'm like, this smells like fucking shit and chemicals now.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I know. I've realized lately, like I've become more sensitive to chemicals. Like I'm not a super clean person, but I try to be as conscious as I can. And to think about the amount of Lysol that was sprayed in the air in my childhood all the time. And now if I'm like near some chemicals, like my tongue will start to burn, which is, I guess, a good sign that my body's not as used to it before. But I mean, we were just swimming in chemicals. Our whole childhood.
I mean, not me, because there wasn't a bunch of people cleaning around me. Like, I don't remember.
Other chemicals.
I don't remember. Yeah,
you had other chemicals going
chemical
around.
Imbalances.
I had those too.
What you said you're not a very clean person? What do you mean?
Clean meaning like clean as the products being non-toxic and things like that.
Oh,
like,
you're
I'm
not like
crazy. I'm conscious, but I'm not like, nothing in my house has a single toxin. You know what I mean?
But I feel like that is kind of true, right? Like,
I mean,
you don't
I definitely have
like
some makeup and shit that probably
yeah,
is
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
Like,
that's, I watched like one documentary about that stuff and I was like, okay, got to get all this stuff. Like no more Windex, you know, like you got to get
you
the,
use?
Whatever
what
they
are
have
we
at Whole Foods.
With?
I just imagine Whole Foods is safe. So I'll just picture probably like Mr. Myers or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Myers is good.
Do you, what do you boys think about pooping without the phone or with the phone? Where do you stand on that stuff?
Man, I could never
poop without it.
Yeah, like, yeah, I feel, I don't know, I don't think I'd be able to. Mm. I wouldn't be able to function. Mm. I think I'll go as far as like saving something I want to like watch or read on my phone till I have to take a shit. Like, it's just the perfect time to get that done.
And how long is that video?
Great question.
I don't know. I mean, I will stay on the toilet as long as I need to get through the video. I mean, it's just a comfortable space.
But is
it
like, are we talking like a 20-minute video or like a 7-minute video?
20's a little long. Okay. But like, you know, maybe I'd be in there up to 15 and I'm done with what I got to do in there. But, you know, video's still going.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Because I know you can do this. And Cutter, we were, I don't know where we were recently, and he had to poop and he's like, ah, I'll just save it till we get home later. How can you do that? Can you do that?
I think so.
Body's trained.
I mean, it depends how long I'm saving it for.
It was like a day.
It also depends on the poop. Like one out of 30 is just, it's coming no matter what. But the other 29, I could hold forever.
Maybe because I don't spend, maybe because I concentrate and don't spend a lot of time. Like I don't feel like I can pick and choose where I want to poop.
But also it's probably a muscle that over time you build when you're like I know I won't poop outside of my crib. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm not pooping. So we're holding this, like, you know, so it's trained over the years.
Strong butt. You can hold some meat up that butt.
Yeah. Wow. Other boys, what are we pooping with the phone?
Mm-mm. Fuck no.
No phone?
Nah, that's. But I like to get in and get out as quick as possible. It's a different thing for me. I just want to get the fuck out of this.
Yeah. Right. Plus, you only poop how often?
I mean, now, you know, it's a little more regular. You know what I'm saying? I've fucking eaten differently now, so it ain't that deep. But I could, though.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you used to go long times without pooping. Yeah.
What was the average back in the day? Like when you would not poop? Like normal. What was normal?
Average was like, I'm going to say every other week.
Every other week you go once.
Yeah.
And by the way, Jamie, Dr. Drew said that is totally normal. It's totally fine.
Dr. Drew says.
He didn't necessarily say it was normal, but he didn't say there was like a big issue.
Yeah,
he was like, yeah, the only thing you got to worry about is toxic megacolon or whatever the fuck.
Which is like, that's a great wrestler name. So that should be your wrestler name.
Toxic megacolon.
Toxic megacolon. From the top rope. That's a sick one. That's your finishing move?
That's my superhero.
Yeah. The toxic, dude, that's fucking strong.
But yeah, no, I'm also for sure in the camp that, like, if I need to, I can shit right now, as a matter of fact. But
really?
No, I'm definitely shitting at home. Yeah, I ain't shitting here. What the fuck? Hell no.
Oh, wait, but you could shit right now if you had to, or you're saying whenever you, if somebody pointed at you and was like, shit, because I could do that with throwing up. Like, if somebody's like, hey, throw up right now, I could just throw up.
Mm-hmm. What?
You could, yeah.
Let's see it.
You've known that. Dude. My whole life, people do what Chad just did to me, whatever. And one time I let my boy, finally, I was just like, I'm sick of hearing it. And he was like, let's see it. I was like, blah, and just fucking threw up. Massive. Yeah, it was crazy. And then we were going to a concert. And I was like, all right, let's go. Keep going. Went to see Pantera. Yeah. And I just threw up on the fucking street. We were in like this like place we used to smoke. And I was like, fuck it. Everybody always said, or was like, yeah, right. You could just throw up. And I was like, yeah, I could just, I don't understand not being able to throw up.
Do you have to like work yourself up?
No, I could just like, the same way you touch the back of your throat, I could do that with the back of my tongue. I could touch that spot and you just throw up. Yeah, it's not even a gag. I don't even want to describe it because it's just nasty, but. Yeah, just thinking about it, I'm like, I could throw up right now.
That's disgusting.
It's so weird, but I...
Wow, especially because I've been...
Do you just feel like fine afterwards? Or does it fuck you up
that's a good question.
I mean, I've never... Like, the only times that I've ever used this skill is when I'm like, I need to puke. Because, like, you know...
You're nauseous something.
Yeah, something, bam, I'm hungover or whatever. So I would just do it. And then, yeah, like, you don't feel great after, but I already didn't feel great.
That's not really on command if you already feel like you have to puke.
Yeah, how'd you learn that you could do
this? No, but most people, it is on command. Because most people, when they have to puke, take their finger and they stuff it down their throat. I'm saying, like, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm going to puke. It's like, oh, I don't feel good. If I puke, this will help. Kind of thing.
How did you learn you could do this?
From a very young age. Like, so, my asthma was really bad when I was young, and I was in the hospital a lot. And I used to hate going to the hospital so much that I would, like, freak out and, like, throw up. Constantly like on my way to the hospital because I didn't want to go so bad because sometimes they would keep you for like days and it was so fucking whack, like the worst. So I just always knew that, like, my mom knew that she was like, yeah, he could throw up whenever he wants, because like I would just do it as like a almost like a defense mechanism or like some weird, I don't know, like I was like, we're gonna do this, like, and I would be like, bah! Like just like throw up.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. And then when I used to, because I used to have to get like a lot of needles, like they used to put the IV in you and like all this shit, and they would always have like a thing for me to just fucking puke in, because I would just be puking nonstop.
Wow.
Yeah, good times.
Everyone in my family except me had a stomach flu over the past 5 days, so I've just been around a lot of puke.
Yeah, yeah, you look uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, I'm not into this.
You're like arms are crossed and you're rocking a little bit.
Because I escaped the plague and I like just don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah, well, we could go back to talking about shit.
Oh, right, that's right. It's either stuff up your ass or puking. Great.
You know what's really interesting to me is that when you ask somebody about that, like, do you shit with your phone? Like, Zola was like, of course, I couldn't even do it without. And like, and he's like, no way. Like, it's a very
definitive. It's a hard yes or no. Yeah.
Do you, Zolo, do you ever go to take a shit and you forgot your phone and then it's like devastating?
I mean, yeah, I think I would notice like before I even like got that. Like, it's just part of it. So if I'm walking there, I'm like, oh, I got to grab my phone. What are we doing?
So out of your last 100 shits, you've had your phone 100 times?
Yeah, I think I must have. Well, like that's dead strong. Or something.
To be fair, Zolo is Gen Z, so there's not much he does without his phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cutter doesn't do anything with it. Like, his phone is attached, is in his hand at all times. Very rarely will I ever see Cutter's phone down on a table.
See, when I'm home, I never touch my phone, ever. Yeah. I just love that laptop. I love that laptop. Laptop life. Yeah, I love laptop
I'll shoot with
life.
A laptop.
Wow.
If I have to, I'll, yeah.
Why would you have to?
My phone's dead. I'll bring a laptop in.
And you just put it on your legs?
Fuck it.
Wow, man. Damn. That's... That's interesting.
Riveting.
Shitting with a laptop. I wouldn't think that's... I could safely say I've never...
Is your mind blown?
Yeah. I could safely say I've never shit with a laptop on my lap. That's pretty fucking wild, dude. Well, it's you know bad. What? Can you try something for us? Would you...
NotTodayPalPodcast@gmail.com. How do you poo-poo?
Yeah. Do you have any bizarre ways
that you
poop? Do you
take any weird electronics with you?
Yeah. Do you want us to yell at your roommate because they poop in a weird way? We'll do that. I'll fucking do that. Will you, between now and our next pod, will you take one poop without your phone and report back to us and let us know how it was?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
It'll be uncomfortable and boring.
It's actually pretty nice.
Yeah. So, Chad, you're always no phone?
Not always. I switch it up. But it is kind of like a little bit of a meditative treat to myself to not bring it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do some of my best thinking on there.
Do you bring a book?
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
A book, yeah. Sometimes just free shitting.
I feel like he's reading like Dostoevsky on the toilet or something.
Yeah, sometimes. It's like life is shit.
Dostoevsky. Another thing I wanted to show is... how I think about like I'm getting old because like we were just talking about this. So me and Annie were basically arguing of who knows less about pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying before 5 or 10 years ago, I would crush. But now I know zero about what's going on. And he thinks he knows less, which Zolo quickly was like, no, there's no way. Like because of the fact that you have social media and also the fact that you like we talked about, but you were talking about the Barbie movie and Oppenheimer and when you saw Top Gun in the theaters and this. Dude, I haven't been to a movie theater.
Since Top Gun.
No, I didn't see fucking Top Gun. The last movie I think I saw in a movie theater was Borat. Wow. Yeah.
No fucking way. The first one?
There might be.
Or the sequel?
No. The first
like
one.
2008 or something.
I'm trying
right?
There's definitely one after that. There's definitely something I've seen after that. But I don't know since I've been sober if I've been to a fucking movie.
Let's go to a movie.
Yeah.
2006.
I mean, my disadvantage that happens to be an advantage for me in this situation is just I have a horrible memory. So even if I did see it,
you don't
I'm
remember.
Forgetting it in like a month. Like, it's gone.
Right.
I don't remember anything about anything, man. My memory's horrible. So I think it's more about that than like not necessarily consuming new stuff. Because I consume the new stuff, sure. But I couldn't tell you names. I couldn't tell you song names. Band names, movie names, director name, none of that.
Yeah, I mean, I could do movie names probably, but I can't do any of the like, it's like who sang that song? I'm fucking terrible, but I know the words to the song.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
The point is, with this, I was like, I'm getting so old. When here's another thing that popped up on my fucking YouTube, and I was like, this. Normally, I would see something like this, and I would even if I thought it was 90% dumb, I'd be like 10% of me gets why this person's doing it, or like I see the cool. Part of, I see like the hip, what's hip about it. I saw this, I was like, this is 100%. I'm an old guy now. I'm my grandpa where I see this and I'm like, this makes me mad, you know? Like, can you show the, what's his name? Tizo Touchdown is this rapper's name. And there was a clip of him that popped up on my YouTube and I was, I felt 105 when I saw this.
Developed to this look you think you have now, like how What was that, Johnny?
My surroundings. And my dad is a handyman, so he had, like, tools around the house. And I started putting nails in my boots. And, like, no, first started the brim of our hats. And then we started putting our shoelaces. And then, like, a few months later, I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about putting these nails in my hair. And it kind of went from that. And as far as, like, the fashion, again, when I came out to L.A. for the first time, when Tripp called me and said, yo, like, we got your flight, I just took my laptop. I had some skinny jeans and a white tank top. And that's all I went to L.A. with. And I wore that for a minute to the point, like, a few weeks in, he was like, yo, I know you came out here with nothing. If you want to go upstairs, you know what I'm saying, you can grab a few things.
And all I wanted to do. So, Jamie, can you describe to people who are just listening what you're looking at?
Myself, no. Like, so I want to commend him for just being so welcoming. Can't. Even then, like, I think the repetition of wearing the same thing over and over is why I'm so confident.
That's why he's so confident, Yame.
The fact that he can think that anyone would even listen to a word he says because he has hundreds of nails sticking out of his head.
And I know I'm so old, too, because the first thought is, how do you sleep?
My first thought, too.
Yeah, I'm like, something so tiny can make me so uncomfortable.
Unless he redoes this every morning.
I'm like the princess and the pea.
He doesn't have to change his clothes.
If there's something like so small that makes me uncomfortable, I'm like, I need, you know?
Yeah.
Can you?
So this man basically has a halo of, first he has nails like through his braids in his hair, and then nails like that look like they're coming out of his head, a halo all around. There's got to be 100 nails coming out of his head. And then he has two different chain links around his neck, like bike chains, like, or locks to a, like a fence, right?
locks to a fence.
I can't think of any other time you would need a thick chain link like
a bike.
That. I don't understand at all what's happening.
So, and then also he has like bangs, and in each one of his bangs, there's a little nail. Which is, and then he has nails on top of those. This is so insane to me. Have you boys ever heard of this guy? Like, because that's what we're talking about, like pop culture. I've never heard of this dude.
Fuck no.
I hadn't heard of him, but I have seen this before.
You have seen this clip before?
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, like, I think about all the times I've like bumped my head on something. This guy's like one bump away from just death.
Yeah, getting into a car. Like, if this guy gets into a car wrong, he's putting a nail through his head?
Right.
I'm sure he's done it.
And he has eye black on, like, looks like my kids before their baseball games.
Well, that's his name. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's like Tizo Touchdown or something. Tizo Touchdown.
Well. I mean, this is just trauma, right? This is just trauma.
Yeah, or boredom. Something.
Well, it comes from his dad, right? He said his dad is a handyman.
Yeah, oh, that's what he said. He has a lot of tools.
You see?
Wow.
Dad touched him with a nail or some shit. He got all fucked up.
Listen.
That is so insane. Like, I could, this is one of those things where, like, you know, why I say I don't have social media. I could stare at just this still shot of him for a good hour and a half. Mm-mm. Like, it's just so, because anything that can make me that uncomfortable and somebody makes a choice on a daily basis to live that way makes me even more uncomfortable. And, like, I start questioning of, like, what the fuck?
See, that's why I just have Instagram and I just follow people that I know. And, like, I like to see nice pictures of them and their lives and their kids. I can't go this deep into,
I think you,
like,
should give them a follow. I think you should give Tizo Touchdown a follow.
No.
You don't want to follow Tizo Touchdown?
I don't want to see Tizo Touchdown ever again.
Really?
No.
I'll bring another clip in next week.
Makes me uncomfortable.
I'll bring another clip of Tizo in for you next week. One more thing I wanted to ask you before we go. You said you're thinking you need to make a letter like that. If you were on a plane, just in case the plane went down. So you send it out and then you don't send it. You schedule it for 3 days once you get on a flight. And then if, you know what's really good too? If you're going on like a weekend trip, you could just schedule for 4 days and then it's both flights. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to send it once going and cancel and then send it again on the way back and cancel. You just cancel when you get home.
Set that alarm.
I'm not going to lie, I wasn't listening. I don't know what the fuck you're
saying. Oh, thanks, bro.
Yeah, sorry about that, bro. I'm ADD, man. I wasn't listening.
I was saying, what's cool is if you're going on like a weekend trip and you're flying there and you're flying back, you could just have it sent for 5 days later. And then if so when you land, you don't have to cancel and then send it again when you fly back. You just cancel when you land.
That's too much time. My memory's bad, bro. My memory has like a 2-day max. Like if I forget now, that's a risk.
Really?
I'd rather just delete it once I land, or at most I'll wait until I get to the hotel because maybe there's just too much going on or whatever. But as soon as I get to the hotel, that shit's deleted.
And Jamie, if you were to write that letter,
Yeah.
What do you think the tone? It's just
you
all.
Know.
Well, I don't know. You never know. You might be like,
it
hey, you know what? For the first time,
I love you.
For the first time, I want to tell motherfuckers what's up.
No.
No. No. No. You know, you never want to tell motherfuckers what's up.
I never want to say what's up to the motherfuckers.
You just
I don't have anything to say.
You just
want to
throw a bunch of just like any. You just want to throw I love you. It's just a name. I love you. Name. Yeah. I love you. Yeah.
I love you guys so much. You're the best.
Well, yeah. We're not getting on a plane, but we love you guys. So thank you. And we will see you next week.